All right.
All right,
Ready.
I'm
Do it
recording. Go
live.
ahead. Let's
And
start.
I have to pee too, so that adds a little more
Oh, for
excitement to
God's
it.
sakes. I have to pee also, but I'm gonna wait.
That'll make us remind us that we have a hard out.
We got a wet out.
a soggy out. Got a dribbling out. Sorry guys, I'm dribbling out. We gotta go. We gotta stop. I'm dribbling out all
I
over the
gotta wet
place.
out it
God damn it.
too.
Jacuzzi,
Welcome back to the Trading Places minute, everybody. This is the show where we watch the Trading Places movie and we talk about it 1 minute at a time. My name is Tom Taylor. I'm here with my friend Mike DiMaria this time.
Hello.
Hello, Mike.
Yes. Hello.
And I'm also here with Dan this time also.
How you doing? Hey, what's up?
We're all doing great, and we're here to talk about minute 30 of Trading Places. It's like a new number in the tens place in the numbers. This is fantastic and exciting. Okay, minute 30 begins with the Phantom Five pulling up to the new townhouse of Billy Ray. And it ends with Billy Ray learning the true meaning of jacuzzi.
Oh,
Isn't that nice?
that's nice.
This feels like
Bookends.
seeing the two Dukes and Billy Ray and Coleman. This feels like we're suddenly in the movie. Like this is like
It's an all-star
this is
team.
it's an all-star. It's like the most characters we've had in one place at one time, it feels like.
Yeah,
And
everybody's
it's
coming
kind of
together.
exciting to me.
Yeah.
This is really great.
I like it.
I like it too.
The cut to the whirlpool is very funny. They have this big sort of crash cut to the whirlpool, like to the bathroom, where suddenly he's just sitting there, this like just shining black toilet behind him in a black whirlpool, shining, and he's just sitting there, and it's not just calmly sitting there with this butler standing next to him.
Right. Like a little kid
It's
almost.
very, yeah, like a little kid. It's exactly what they're trying to do there.
It's carpeted, which makes me want to vomit. Why is
Oh,
that
man.
bathroom carpeted from wall to wall? That's
Bathroom
crazy.
carpeted. That's a
A
weird
lot of
design thing that used to
wet
be, I
and
guess.
mold and disease could get trapped
Deal.
in there.
Oh, I got it. My parents had. They still do. There's carpeting in one bathroom in my parents' house, and I know that when my dad kicks it and my sister and I are left to figure out what to do with that house, we're gonna pull up some carpeting and find all manner of horrors and stuff. And there's just why would you have carpeting in a bathroom?
Is such a
I know
weird
things that have
idea.
happened in those bathrooms, and it's awful. It's awful.
It's
Heard
terrible.
strange noises coming from the bathroom late at night. Up, up.
Almost there.
Up, up,
Everything gross is made grosser
It was like a
by
it
carpet.
was like a three Three's Company episode by the bathroom. It won't
We're not
reach.
coming all the way out.
It won't reach. Well,
It
let me
won't
unfold it
reach.
then.
We've done a DNA
Oh.
test. We've done a DNA test. It's Dudley's.
You stop right there. We're putting a
We
stop to
kept hearing the
this.
Dudley coffin there, and now we
What
know.
are you talking about,
Now we
Mr.
know
Furley? We're just putting up the shower curtain.
When they would depict yuppies in the 80s, I remember they'd have those like big hanging lamps, very
Yeah.
kind of icy, sort of different shades of white and gray and black, and it's always very like a kind of a monochrome look, and then there'd be carpeting. And they'd have a wine glass.
Which is not a bad look, but you don't want that in the bathroom.
No. I
No,
mean,
not the
it's a
carpeting.
sweater over their shoulders.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know.
But this has got to be weird for Col we know that Coleman's been through this before, right? Like we've done it before, and they picked up the red phone and said, "Okay, Operation Billy Ray or whatever." So Coleman's done this before. But this has got he's we know we know he's not excited about this, but he's playing his part
Right.
well.
But he's pained. He's pained from the minute you meet him.
Yeah,
He really
yeah.
is a pained guy. And they got to set it up so that he's able to turn on them later because he's had enough of it.
Right. Yeah, you see that he's pained, even though he's doing his job, you see that he's not into it and he would love to be somewhere else doing something else.
He has to pay his family. He's got to send money back. He has to do the job. He has to send money back to his family in Sussex.
It's not really a place where
Yeah.
people send money back to. That's more of a
That's why I made that
Yeah,
joke.
that's a
That's
good
a
joke.
joke,
It's like
Mike.
sending money back to
To my
to your
family in
very
Luxembourg.
well-off European family.
Oh, wait.
Now, I've been routinely yelled at for having jokes explained to me and stuff and not getting jokes, but then Mike just dissects your joke as you make it, and that is somehow okay.
Well, it's because he doesn't have what you get is you have the kind of Irving J. Thalberg Lifetime Achievement Award of
That's
doing
true.
that, whereas
I can't
Mike
hog it all
might
for
do it
myself.
once in a while. You do it all the time.
Yeah, okay. Fair enough.
I pick my spots.
you're like a surgeon with your, commentary.
It's like modern warfare. I use radar and all sorts of things to guide the bombs right to where they need to go.
Satellite tracking shit.
At a time of my choosing.
Uh-huh. There's this line here where, you know, Billy Ray thinks that Coleman's trying to steal his stuff and everything, and Mortimer's smoothing it over. He's like, he would very much like to take a nice warm bath or whatever. And it's like, isn't that exactly what he was terrified of when he got in the car in the first place? You know, like,
yeah,
the,
you guys are going to, here we go with the bath.
Stuffed
right.
in a white van. Yeah. Yeah.
And some ice cream.
Right. Dudley would like some ice cream in a cartoon.
Well, he threw his fist back, too, while he's clutching. He's like,
yeah, yeah, yeah. He's going to punch him with that fistful of cigars.
Yeah.
That's not going to go well.
That's, I love that, the idea of someone taking your stuff as a totally different meaning, and they play off of that a lot.
He's like, the one He's thing like, I know I'm going to get stuff. Out of this. Yeah. I have a fistful of whiskey and a fistful of cigars. That's all I've gotten out of this so far. You're not going to take it from me. I'm ahead right now with right. this stuff. So just leave me alone.
Yeah. I may get touched at some point, but at least I'm walking out here with this whiskey and these cigars. Yeah.
So far, it's worth it. Stone but not if you groove. Take my whiskey from me. It is a stone groove. It's going to be a stone groove.
It's a
my
stone
man.
Groove.
I guess shut the fuck up and get out.
And of course, we get our next, we get another unsavory F-bomb, as the jacuzzi suggested.
I knew it.
Yeah, I knew it. I knew you guys were.
Can't say it anymore. You can't say it. Can't no. say it. We could spit it out in the '80s for anything. Can't do it anymore. Just can't.
I knew you all.
He waited. Yeah. He waited. He was in the he tub. Waited. He's in the tub.
He got naked in front of Coleman. Got in the tub. Yeah.
He waited until he said till he said the actual name of the device that he was sitting in.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, wait a minute. I knew it.
Something's fishy all of a sudden.
Something's not up.
It's only, only when you get naked and in the bath. Do you start to
it's only
suspect.
When you say the word jacuzzi.
It worked on Dudley.
It's true.
Oh, it did work terrible. On Dudley.
And away we go.
Away. If it hadn't been for you pesky adults, I would have gotten away with it, too. This is the point where we remind people to listen to minute 21 of Caddyshack, which has gone down in the halls of history as one of the finest episodes we've ever done. Annals
gone down
history.
On the annals.
The annals of history.
Annals.
Where we, I guess that's the first time we started talking about the Dudley episode of... Yeah. Different Strokes and Mr. Carlson getting up to all sorts of unsavory
Gordon
shenanigans.
Gordon Jump got screwed as an actor.
He did. Didn't Although he came back part. In like, that was after WKRP, right?
I don't know. Him being on that.
Yes, after WKRP, yeah.
But then he showed up on, he would show up on like,
it started. It was still going WKRP at that point, wasn't it?
That's what I'm wondering. I'm not sure. It might have been. So could people, Mike, you said that you had to go back and watch WKRP and be like, oh, no, wait a minute. I know
well,
what
as a kid, I
do.
Didn't understand that.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
I don't know. What am I going to do?
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
This guy's, what do you want
made
from
zero
me?
Money, too.
Yeah. So by the way, that painting, you can buy that painting, you know.
What painting?
The Goodfellas painting. Look it up.
Really? With the two, with the dog facing one way and the dog facing the other way?
Yeah.
That's fantastic. I want that.
What do you want from me?
What do you want from me?
Yeah. That's our second lull. Should we just do trivia?
No.
Yeah, right. Turn it off. Turn the music
I'm sorry.
Off.
Oh, I'm sorry. Jimmy, knock it off. I was kidding.
What
obviously.
Are you doing, Tommy?
I didn't do anything. It was Jimmy.
You have plenty to talk about. All
right, we'll
say
it.
What are you doing this weekend?
Me? I am about to go see... I'll date the podcast if I tell you, but I'm about
oh,
to see...
Oh, God, who cares?
The movie The Marvels, the new MCU movie that is... Oh. We've already heard that it is bombing at the box office, but I'm excited to see it anyway.
Well, you're going to do your
I
part.
I bet I'm
going to
like
you?
It. I'm going to do my part.
Go out there and spend
We're
some
all
money.
In this together.
Who are you going with?
I'm going with my wife and my son.
There's that Norman Rockwell scene again.
Oh, I feel like this. I was set up for a gag right there by admitting that I have a loving family that I sometimes go to see movies with.
Yeah.
You know, at some point you have to expose your kid to films that are not for children.
I do that. We do that all the time. We do that at home and stuff. All
right, good. You do that at home. He saw The Taking of Pelham, right?
He saw The Taking of Pelham 1, 2, 3 and loved it.
Great movie.
We've been watching the TV show of Fargo. Have you guys watched that?
Not the TV
show. I heard
show.
It's good.
It's really, really, really good. I would even go so far as to say I prefer it to the motion picture. Not that it's a comparison. I mean, it's like it's not like it's even like a version of the movie or anything. It's Motion a really pretty, excellent movie.
Pretty damn great.
The movie's great.
I love that movie.
But the show is like a, it's like each season is a new story, and it's sort of in the style of Fargo, and kind of there's echoes and similarities and stuff, and he's obviously super into the Coens. But it's really, really great. We just finished season two.
Oh my God, how could it be that good? I'm going to check it out.
It's really well done. The cast is always amazing, and it's just tense and interesting and cool and different
I hate to ask this terribly boring question, but where can I find this?
You can find it on Hulu if you're one of the streaming people, which everyone is.
I don't have a Hulu. I don't have a Hulu.
I bet you could buy it on Prime or something.
I got no time. Well, okay. Well, that was what I was wondering. I'll buy it. I'm fine with doing that.
What's worse that can happen?
A one-time purchase.
Yeah. It's an investment in your entertainment future.
Yeah.
Looking at your entertainment futures. Pork bellies.
Pork bellies.
Excuse me. What are you doing this weekend, Dan? So smart.
Shows. I have a show tonight. Called it's a Don't Tell show, which is a large sort of, they have a very nationwide kind of, there's Don't Tell shows in all kinds of cities, and they're very hard, good shows to get.
Are any of these streaming? Do you stream these? Do they, some of these larger ones, they probably do, don't they?
But if you see a lot of clips online, will be from Don't Tell shows across the...
Well, maybe then we'll see a clip of you, because you refuse to post them.
I refuse to post them. But I feel like the jokes aren't ready yet, you know, but I will...
Get into these shows, but not good enough for people to see them and laugh at them.
It's a good show.
If you're doing it out
tonight,
it's ready.
Yeah, exactly.
You got to amplify.
People are paying to get into these places and hear the jokes.
I got to get them pretty soon. I'm doing my thing here.
Like we talked about in the last episode, the ravages of age. You're not getting any younger.
No, look at you.
Get it out there.
Oh, feh.
I don't know. I think I'm getting younger. Yeah. That's just what I think. It's my truth.
Okay. Yeah. Well, it's working for you.
Well,
I'm starting to believe you. Wow, it's working on me. Look at that.
Well,
son of a bitch.
Well, I'll try and get some up there pretty soon. I got a couple of good clips recently. I'm still getting used to the camera. I hate the camera. I got to set up the camera. And I bought a camera and I bought a tripod and a zoom lens and all that. Not a tiny.
Oh, nice.
Well, it is a DSLR camera. But
yeah, but you get
4K.
A little short. You can get like a short little tripod, put it on a table.
I understand that, Tom.
I'm not Tom. Wait. A little social media light to go right on top of it.
I understand that, Mike, but I understand how to tape a show. I'm trying to tell you that I got the brand new. I got the one with the big tripod. I can put it at the other end of the room. I can zoom it.
Ooh.
I can get the very high quality clips
you can do it
now.
From
so that's up to
too.
You to film that? You have to film your own performance. It's not like the club.
Yeah,
or
I mean, if I want to put up my own clips now, I got to do them myself.
Yeah, that's what everybody does.
But they it's the worst though, because it's just like, instead of me standing there thinking about what I want to talk about and say and being in the moment, I have to set up a camera, and it really bothers me.
That sounds like it really bugs me. Hire some teenager or something.
Hire somebody to come out to every single night. I'm going to hire somebody and come out.
You don't have to do it every single
night. That's actually what you do. That's what they do.
No, that isn't.
If you're doing the same show,
if you're doing the
same routine, you do one or two or something and pick the best pieces.
You just get used to it and you take yourself.
All right.
I know how to edit. It's fine.
Yeah, just
fine.
What I need is I need a Lewis who can come in and consult on all of these things, plus assign all the checks.
You're a Lewis.
Lewis.
Should we do trivia?
That's what's going
on. Oh, God. Mike said trivia. Thank you, Jimmy. Message received. It's time for trivia.
Now you know how I feel when you guys start that trivia shit on me when I'm in the middle of something.
Uh-huh.
Mm.
No, I think yours is well timed, Mike. I think we're
was,
a natural conclusion
well
of one topic.
Thumbs up from Jimmy.
Yeah, it's all
so
good.
Good.
Yeah.
We got some hard
outs.
We're
with you, Jimmy. We have some hard outs, and I have to pee very badly. I've been drinking coffee all morning.
He's got the wet out.
I got a wet out coming up. I've got a dribbly out right now.
Is there anything worse
so,
than
we
got to
get through this.
Really bad.
It sucks.
It is almost worse than having a poop really bad.
No, when
I peed myself at the Safeway last year.
Yeah,
are you dead serious?
No, I thought you did.
I think I did tell that story.
I don't know. I would think I would remember.
I had to pee really bad, and I needed to get some coffee filters. So I, instead of going straight home, I go to the Safeway.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I gotta pee. It's not like so bad. I'm just like, it's like right now. I'm just like,
it's not like it's gonna get worse over time.
But I'll just wait like 10 minutes. Fine. And it's mind over matter. At some point, you're like, I can get through this. But it wasn't that bad. I go in there and I just start. And then I start like going, oh, I should get some frozen blueberries too. And I have too much frozen blueberries now and not enough yogurt, so let's get some yogurt too. And I'm doing all that thing. And I'm shopping. And yeah. I never thought to ask for the because I'm in Oakland here. I never thought to ask for like the bathroom.
Right.
Because you just public bathrooms is something that it's I'm gonna have to get the code from somebody. It's 11 at night. It's
bullshit.
You know, it's just,
and you're and laden just like, with stuff now. You're laden with blueberries and yogurt. You're gonna leave that outside the bathroom.
And then I do the self checkout, which, you know, I'm not a professional cashier, so it takes longer for me to do the checkout than I anticipated.
Yeah.
And it's getting worse and worse. And I'm like, shit, what's it? And it got to the I'm in the middle of the checkout, and it got so bad I was like, oh no.
It's a point of no return.
I don't actually have an option right now.
Oh my god.
And I'm like, I'm just gonna let it go.
Wow.
How much?
Boom.
A lot? All of it?
That's gotta be a lot. Because I had some. I had my pants on that I thought would be pretty absorbent.
Yeah, that's good thinking.
But it turns out if you really have to pee, then there's a lot.
Yeah, and it's obvious.
Are you a fucking God. Child?
So you just like a big blooming puddle in the front of
little,
your pants and everything?
Little puddle. No, my pants are all wet. Puddle at the bottom. Guy walks by in the red vest. I go, excuse me. And he goes, peed. Yeah. And I'm like, man, I just peed myself here. And he goes, what?
Did you really say
and I'm
that?
Like, I'm like, I just peed myself standing here. And I'm like, I'm not drunk.
I just miscalculated. I got too many blueberries.
Not a vagrant. You know, I just peed myself. And he's like, yeah, vagrant would have asked to use the bathroom.
Exactly. Like, oh, yeah.
Fair point.
Just hung out in there for 3 days. Yeah.
Anyway, peed myself.
Wow. Congratulations. I've never done that. Now I'm afraid I might do it on this podcast. We'll see.
I had a bunch of tests run, you know, for the doctor. Because I was that came on fast.
Oh, really? But everything was okay? It's like, you just drank too much.
Everything was fine. I was like, test me for everything. Doctor, yeah. Doctor's like, all the tests are fine. He calls me, he just goes, hey, yeah, it looks like you just had a mishap.
Yeah. Looks like you suck at the self-checkout.
And I'm like, test it again.
Yeah.
Do the test again.
You had a very expensive mishap.
That can't just be a mishap.
Well, I would have said if I was him, I said, well, did it hurt when you peed? No, you're fine.
Yeah, you're fine.
It didn't burn any more than usual.
Yeah, it doesn't. You know, it doesn't burn any more than my gonorrhea makes it burn.
When you did your laundry later, was there any blood in your urine, like staining your entire undercarriage? Okay. all right. Here's a trivia card from Trivia Pursuit Hollywood Flix Edition from 1989. What movie features Paul Newman as down and out lawyer Frank Galvin? I know the answer to that. But I'll pause.
Frank Galvin, male prostitute.
No, he's not a male prostitute. He's a down and out lawyer. Maybe
he
becomes
get that
a male
reference?
Prostitute.
Fred Garvin, male prostitute. Saturday Night Live. That was Dan Aykroyd. He was a male prostitute. Anybody would talk like, and he would show up, and then they would say, okay, you know, I'm the prostitute that you ordered, and she'd be like, okay, come sit on the couch. He's like, can you help me with my hernia trusses? And they would undo all these. You know, and he was like,
I never saw that.
Yeah, Frank Garvin, male. And he would turn to the camera and he'd say, I'm Frank Garvin, male prostitute.
Frank Garvin, great name for that.
It was a Chicago mustache and everything.
Oh, God, that's great. I don't know this one.
No, you're going to go, oh, of course, when I say it, it is The Verdict.
Yeah,
see. Oh yeah,
that's a really good movie.
Keep going.
That heard that's a good movie.
You never seen that? It's really good.
I never seen it.
Keep going.
I wanted to be a nurse.
Who did it?
Who did it?
Who done it?
Come on.
Who directed it? You mean?
Let's go.
Yeah.
Or who's guilty in the end? You know
no,
who's guilty.
Who directed it?
Our buddy Sidney Lumet.
Oh, then I definitely want to see.
What was the verdict?
The verdict was.
Don't tell me.
I
the
shouldn't
verdict.
Tell you. I'm not going to tell you the verdict.
I don't know.
The verdict is that it's a good movie.
Go to the next one. Come on.
Okay, this is going to stump us all. What Caddyshack actor tells an elderly matron, you must have been something before electricity? Now, before we answer
this, you must
have
been something before electricity.
We just recently had an episode where we had a Caddyshack quote from the same actor that was absolutely wrong, is not what he said in the movie. Right. But this
That's
seems
right.
to be as
this one's correct.
Word for word what I remember from the movie. Right, you must have been next. Something before electricity. That was
going to make $14 the hard way.
Now I see why tigers eat their young. What was Wow, what was the first movie to star Harrison Ford as a character who dies on screen?
No. Oh, no.
I'm stumped. Oh, I know. No, I know the answer. I know the answer.
Hang on.
It's a good movie. Made a lot of money, too. I actually don't know if it did make a lot of money. Probably did.
All right, let's go. Come on, what is it?
Dan's thinking.
Witness.
It is not Witness. It is Mosquito Coast.
Oh, he doesn't die in Witness. Mosquito Coast. No. Was that good? Well, good. River Phoenix.
River Phoenix, Helen Mirren, the whole thing.
Ooh, Helen Mirren, I'm in.
Oh, yeah, see? And we keep bringing up My Dinner with Andre. It's got the Andre of My Dinner with Andre in it. What movie parody showcases rock songs called Big Bottom and Gimme Some Money?
Hey!
And as the Lord
Spinal
made me,
Tap.
And Stonehenge.
And Stonehenge.
Give me some money.
Nobody knows
who's playing drums. Who's playing drums?
Do I have to come right out and say
who's the drummer during the?
That's Ed Begley Jr.
Or what's his?
I forget his name.
I think it was Stumpy Peeps.
Stumpy Peeps.
Because he had the glasses. Because he had the big horn room. And the next one was Stumpy best. Joe. Stumpy Joe was after him.
Stumpy Joe. Stumpy.
See, that's a movie I keep wanting to show my son, and I'm like, is this going to land at
he
all?
Won't like it.
Do you have to be steeped in heavy metal from the 80s and stuff, or even just rock from the 80s to like?
Because like sometimes when I was younger, I would sort of like glean things. Like it's like I didn't have any exposure to it, but I had just enough incidental exposure to something to like sort of form a stereotype in my head of a rocker. And I think he might pick up enough.
Well, you had be familiar with like The Song days. Remains the Same, that documentary, because that's kind of what it's taken.
See, I've never seen it, so I don't know. Maybe,
but
I'm,
you were,
maybe
you had
I'm
a cultural awareness of like a behind the scenes of a heavy metal iconic. Give me some money.
Arena rock. Yeah.
Or maybe you don't.
Maybe you.
You know what
who
I mean.
Blamed? Who blamed his 50-pound weight loss in 1986 on a jaw disorder suffered while filming City Heat? I know the answer to this.
Is it Robert De Niro?
It is not. It is not Tom DeLuise, but Dan is closer without going over. It is Burt Reynolds.
Burt Reynolds, yes. City Heat. I'm thinking of Heat.
A jaw disorder.
Yeah. Like he busted his jaw. He had some like
I'm going to go ahead and say that was cunnilingual related.
Yeah.
Given
lost 50 pounds doing the cunnilingualus. What has the Twin Pines Mall become when Marty McFly goes back to the future? I know the answer to this too.
Twin Pines something.
Twin Pines Mall
that becomes the
he goes to the future or the past?
And he goes back to the future.
It was the neighborhood. It was like the neighbor who was a, it was
Two Pines.
I will just give you the
answer. Oh, no, it's Clock Tower.
No.
There was a sign, and it was like a home development.
Right, but that was the home development. This is the Twin Pines Mall. It became the Lone Pine Mall
because of
during
one of
Marty's
the pines.
Adventures, he ran over one of the pines.
Oh, yeah. I grew up on Lone Pine Road.
Did you really? Is that because Marty McFly went back and ran over
Fuck off, Tom.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm trying to keep
it
in the spirit.
It's a fucking
of the
statement. It doesn't need a witty banter.
Okay, but that was trivia. I'm going to cover you over with music. I can't hear Mike yelling at me because the trivia music is playing. Thank you, Jimmy. Crank that up a little bit. All right.
Told you about that.
I still have to pee very badly. I think we're
can
done
tell you
talking
a funny
about
story real
that,
quick.
Oh, sure. Yeah, real quick. No, take your time. Quick.
Yeah, let's just
get
right
through
it.
Let's go through it.
Woman is worried about a size of her opening.
Tell you my favorite Matt Dillon story?
Can I tell you my favorite real briefly?
Yeah, real
Kevin
briefly.
Kevin Federline,
give us 5 minutes, Tom. You just hold on a couple more minutes.
The conga drums with the fart.
So whoa! Funny. Hey!
For everyone who's completely stymied, we were talking about the Howard Stern Show and what was
Mike
what
Walker.
Was his name? Mike Walker from The Inquirer. Yeah. Doing some sort of thing about
Staminon Garza.
The best was Richard was talking about Dylan. He was watching he was editing it and he was just looking at the blip. He was looking at the microphone and he saw this big blip on the thing. It was like
and he realized that he just beefed.
It was like he was like he's one of those ones that are listening to that big
Bob Gresham.
What is that one that they listen to the sound in space?
Yeah.
Listening for alien life.
SETI.
Yeah. SETI right. transmitter or whatever. Finally got something.
Something's out there.
We got something. Whoa.
That was a discovery. Whoa. All right, everybody.
I gotta go too.
I'm pulling a Dan in the self-service aisle right now. But everybody, thank you for listening. Oh, thank you especially to our buddies Mark Campbell and Captain America Steve Rogers. Thank you for your support. Thank you everyone else who's supporting us over there at patreon.com/ditchdiggers. Everybody get over there and enjoy the fun. And please come back here next week for minute 31 of Trading Places right here on the appropriately named Trading Places Minute.
It was a stone groove, my man. You are the most righteous.
Yeah, right. Just get the fuck out, man. Let's go. Shit.